Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, welcome to Trundlebed Tales Radio. This is your host, Sarah S. Utoff, and I'm coming to you today for the July 2011 Roundup. And I have to say that I think July is about the busiest month for Laura fandom. We have an awful lot to talk about today, so I hope we have time for all of it. First off, if you're looking for seeing me in person, the dates where you can do that, I'm going to be at Newton, Iowa on July 14th, North Liberty, Iowa, July 19th. I'm going to be in DeSmet, South Dakota at July 23rd and the 24th. And the way bookings have been coming this year, I wouldn't be surprised if I had at least one more program before the end of the month, but we'll see about that. As far as Trundlebed Tales Radio goes, the next episode that we have scheduled is for July 11th at 9 p.m. Central Time, and that's going to be another one of our Travel Time episodes where we look at Civil War reenacting and what it's like to be a reenactor or to attend an event as a civilian. And I think that's going to be really great. Ann Shake is going to be coming on to talk about that. Later in the month, I don't have a date yet, but we're going to be talking to Pam Stover, who is a specialist in music in one-room schools. And we're also going to have a couple more of our roving reporter reports, this time from DeSmet. And possibly we're going to squeeze in one more Travel Times episode before the end of the month, just because the person that I talked to in Prince Edward Island is so excited about coming on to talk about Anne stuff, I think we'll probably go ahead and try and squeeze her in this month too. So watch the webpage for dates, and you can find that either on my website, trundlebedtales.com, or on my blog, trundlebedtales.wordpress.com. Now, for other things that are going on this month, there are a lot of them. Of course, this is the month that has both the Walnut Grove pageant and the DeSmet pageant. Now, they have been shifted for a number of years, so they are now on the same coordinating weekend. And I really want to recommend that if you're planning a trip, there's still time to go and try and hit both. I did it myself a couple years ago. Normally, I'd just done one or the other, and it really, they are such different experiences, it's well worth doing. I highly recommend you do that. For the Walnut Grove pageant, the primary important thing is to get a hotel reservation somewhere ahead of time. You can't find anything very close, but make sure you get it and that you check in before the pageant. And I personally prefer the reserved seating. It isn't very much extra, and you actually have some nice chairs. In fact, sometimes I get an extra ticket just to have an extra chair for a little more room and my stuff. So that would be my advice for the Walnut Grove pageant, whose dates this year are July 8th and 9th, July 15th and 16th, and July 22nd and 23rd. They're going to have a Laura and Nellie contest. Now, remember, in Walnut Grove, this is basically a look-alike contest, and those have application forms on their website, and the dates are July 9th and July 16th. They're having two of them, one for Nellie and one for Laura, each one of those Saturdays. Also, they're going to have the family festival, so if you're wondering what you're going to be doing in Walnut Grove with a crowd of other people on pageant day, you can always hit the family festival, which is going to be in Walnut Grove Park, and the dates for that are Saturday the 9th, Saturday the 16th, and Saturday the 23rd. Now, note that the Walnut Grove pageant dates do not include Sunday, as they previously did. That's a change that happened a year or two ago, but it's important to note, if you're planning your schedule, make sure you're not planning to come to Walnut Grove's pageant on Sunday, because nobody else is going to be there. Moving on, just about 2 hours west along Laura Ingalls Wilder Historic Highway, 2 to Smet, is the Smet pageant. This is the 40th anniversary of the pageant, so they're going to have a ton of special stuff going on, and you can learn about some of that by listening to my interview with Ann Lesh about the pageant, so find that on the archive list. The dates this year are July 8th, 9th, and 10th, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, and the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. In other words, they still do the Sundays. However, this year, for the very first year, the gates are opening at 6 p.m. instead of 7, and the pageant will start at 8 instead of 9. So you can start getting into the grounds at 6 o'clock, and the pageant itself will start at 8. Be aware of this. This is a time change, and you don't want to be waiting for the later start and then miss out on a good share of what's going on. So I always like to be there as soon as the gates open, though you don't absolutely have to be, as long as you're there in time to get parked and get to your seat. The Desmet pageant, I highly recommend bringing along bug spray and a chair, something with back support, because their provided seating consists of bales with boards in between them. Just FYI. But the important thing is that time change. So I highly recommend you try and do both pageants, and both pageants are available. Now, in previous years, the Mansfield pageant has also been on during this early part of the summer and then repeated during Wilder Days. This year, they're compacting it. It's all going to be around Wilder Days, so look for that in the August and September updates. They're not having one this year. But quite apart from those Laura events, the ones that aren't at home sites, we have two major ones this month. And the first one is going to be at Old World, Wisconsin. It's called Laura Ingalls Wilder Days plus Farm Power, because they combine two previously separate events. And they're going to be on Saturday, July 23rd and Sunday, July 24th. Now, that's the same day as I'm going to be in Desmet, I'm sorry to say. But if you can't quite make it to South Dakota, Wisconsin is another good option. The year I went, it was just on a Thursday, the Laura Day, and they still had over 2,000 people through the gate. There's plenty to explore and do at Old World, Wisconsin. It's really a great living history site, and it's laid out with more concern to historical accuracy than guest convenience, so there's a lot of space there. The farms are separate. They had a lot of damage from the tornado that went through there earlier this year, but that's all been cleaned up. There in South Dakota and can't quite make the trip. That was a rebuilt stagecoach stop. Very nice, and I think you'll enjoy it. The other big event is also in Wisconsin at Heritage Hill. Green Bay, Wisconsin is hosting their Laura event this year on Sunday, July 31st from 10 to 4. Special guests this year. They've had just a bunch of Laura highlights in the past. This year, it's Charlotte Stewart, who played Miss Beadle on the television show, and William T. Anderson, of course, the Laura expert of all Laura experts. So that should be a great function, too. I regret I have not yet made it to the Heritage Hill event, and I'm surely hoping that someday that I will be able to, because they just have a wonderful group of guests come in, just a whole slate of people every year, and I highly recommend that you also try and get out to Heritage Hill if you possibly can. So, to just sort of sum up, the big events this year are the pageant, and make sure that if you get a chance at all, that you come out for the third weekend of the pageant in DeSmet for the 40th anniversary, where I'm going to be doing speaking in addition to the just the normal pageant events and some all sorts of extra stuff that they're doing in terms of the 40th anniversary. If you've been looking for an excuse to come out to the DeSmet pageant, this is it. This is the year you want to come. And the place to stay isn't nearly as important as it is in Walnut Grove, because there's a few more options. But if you think there's even a chance you might be going, you may want to be checking for a place to stay now rather than later. So make up your mind, make the final decision, and head on out to South Dakota. Now, we've got a few more minutes left, so I just want to do a quick rundown and remind everybody that you can follow Trundlebed Tales not just on Blog Talk Radio, but also on Twitter under Trundlebed Tales. You can also find me on Facebook and LinkedIn under Sarah Utoff. If you are a Laura fan, make sure when you request to friend me, you say that you're a Laura fan in the note, and I will approve that. I don't approve people that I don't know otherwise, so make sure you put a little note that you're a Laura fan, and I'll be glad to link you up or to friend you as the conditions might be. You can also find me on YouTube, and I have a whole bunch of things on there you may be interested in as you're planning your trip this summer. We've got a recording of Pa's Church Bell, of Waiting in Plum Creek, and Walking Out on the Prairie at DeSmet, and I think you'll enjoy it. And I've got in my camera right now film for doing a piece on going to Independence and one on going to Burr Oak, and I'm really hoping that I'm going to get them up. So watch the YouTube channel. It's going to be changing with some new material, I hope, fairly soon. And just to remind everybody, the other site that I'm associated with, Beyond Little House, is going to be having their one-year anniversary / 1 year until the conference coming up in July, and we're going to have some special things going on the blog. So I highly recommend everybody to pay attention to the Beyond Little House blog this month. We're going to revisit the conference of last year in video and in pictures. And hopefully we're looking for you guys to chime in too if you went or if you're looking forward to the next year. And we'll be doing some preview of that 2012 conference. So things are looking up, and I think it's just going to be a great event and that you should really enjoy it. So thank you for coming with me today to learn all about what's going on in Laura fandom in July 2011. And I'll see you back here at the beginning of August, and we'll find out what will be undoubtedly another busy Laura month and what's going on. So thank you, and we'll see you around the radio. Thank you.